Back from shoulder surgery. Coach Chuck Pagano not sure when Luck would begin practicing. Jacoby Brissett starts at QB for Indy on Sunday. Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. uncertain for Monday Night Football because of an ankle injury, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter. That game 8 Eastern on ESPN. Calvin Munson expected to start in place of injured Giants starting middle linebacker B.J. Goodson. Falcons linebacker Vic Beasley has a slight hamstring tear and is expected to miss 1 month. Panthers tight end Greg Olsen underwent foot surgery today. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said he'll meet with running back Ezekiel Elliott to discuss his lack of effort in two plays in yesterday's loss in Denver. A U.S. District Court judge in Texas denied the NFL's motion for an emergency stay of an injunction that's allowing Elliott to continue to play while his six-game suspension for violating the personal conduct policy works its way through the courts, so this means Elliott can continue to play.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double points on over 250 items. It's our way of saying thank you. If you're not already a member, sign up today during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about two-thirds of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes. If you have a health concern, Cleveland Clinic reminds all men to mention it to their doctor.
Even embarrassing below-the-belt issues.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation, and they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
Selling your house in the past was kind of a pain. It had to be perfect, right? Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty is routinely selling homes that used to sit for months in just days. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more, warts and all. The Cedar Rapids housing market is white hot, and right now, Pinnacle can get your price even if your home isn't perfect. Pinnacle can sell your home right now. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Are you proud to pay taxes? Could you be just as proud by paying half as much? It doesn't matter how much is in your 401k if you give half to your money-grubbing uncle. I'm Craig Adamson of True Wealth Stewardship in Marion. We specialize in helping our clients pay less and keep more. We can help you too. Connect with us before December 31st at truewealthstewardship.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Patriots got back on track in week two as Tom Brady threw for 447 yards and 3 scores in a 36-20 win over the Saints. A weather delay couldn't slow down Trevor Siemian and the Broncos defense from rolling all over the Dallas Cowboys 42-17. Siemian threw 4 touchdowns and Denver's D forced 2 turnovers, including a 103-yard pick six from Aqib Talib. Rookie Kareem Hunt scampered for 109 scrimmage yards and 2 touchdowns in a 27-20 win over the Eagles. The Steelers handed the Bradford-less Vikings a 26-9 loss. Oakland dominated the Jets 45-20, and the Seahawks escaped the 49ers 12-9. The Bucks took down the Bears 29-7, and the Finns outlasted the Chargers 19-17. Atlanta opened the Mercedes-Benz Stadium with a win over the Pack 34-23. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers, so it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You could buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.52%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender.
5:05, hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, our historic main gym, heard all across eastern Iowa. Check out the KGYM poll question today on our website. Will Mike Riley be coaching the Nebraska Cornhuskers when they face Iowa in week 12 of the college football season? Yes or no? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Nebraska off to a 1-2 start, losing back-to-back games, including this past weekend at home at Memorial Stadium to Northern Illinois. Booed off the field, many fans leaving at halftime, and angry tweets from former players and Larry the Cable Guy. That's where Nebraska football is at.
I'm sorry for hyping Tanner Lee up so much.
I could tell you were mad that I brought that up on the post-game show Saturday, but
I was like, wait.
Not the answer.
I couldn't tell if you were serious or not because...
Not the answer Nebraska was looking for.
Pretty adamant about it.
We are going to be talking with Jesse Rogers of ESPN Chicago in just a few minutes. Cubs finishing off a sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley Field. These two teams still meet again this week at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The Cubs and the Brewers locked in a two-team race at this point for the National League Central crown. Lots of other baseball news to get to. And yes, before 7 o'clock tonight, the most shocking episode of Checking In with Doug and Daddy that has ever been done on KGYM. It will leave you with your jaw agape. 319-366-1600. I didn't even want you to know that I was going to do it today, but I wanted you to be aware of it. So I had you peek and I said, what does this say? And you said, check in with D&D.
And I saw it, and what I wanted to do is, we have these capabilities where I could go in and listen to this.
You could have, yeah.
I could have done it, but
everybody
I didn't.
In the building, except for yours truly, will be flying blind when we decide to pull the pin on that particular grenade. Kyle doesn't know, Alex doesn't know, and I want their reaction. It is a shocker. Keep in mind that Nebraska lost to Northern Illinois over the weekend, and that show could go in a number of directions. You will be blown away.
Did you just give me a little bit of a spoiler there?
No, I don't think I did. I don't think anybody in this building, including the person sitting behind my microphone, knows what the hell they're doing when it comes to allowing this segment to air on this show. Checking in with Doug and Daddy at the ESPN Superstation in Kearney.
You know what? I'm surprised it hasn't been sponsored yet. This is
one
of our better...
Coop, maybe the Kearney Chicken Coop wants to sponsor KGYM. Bring them on board.
Do you think
Cunningham's Journal.
Do you think people at the Chicken Coop were angry on Saturday?
Oh, God. I would have given anything. I'm not supposed to care about this stuff. I really am not. I mean, I'm not necessarily a fan, but it's kind of good for business when you got something to talk about like this. I would have given any, especially after having to watch that first half of Iowa and North Texas, which lulled me to sleep. I would have given anything to parachute into the middle of a bar in Lincoln or Omaha or one of the godforsaken Tri-Cities. Just plop me right in the middle of a bar full of people wearing red and white, and I would have just loved to have taken in the reaction of the Husker faithful.
See, we got a call on After the Final Gun on Saturday.
Was it from a Nebraska fan?
It was not. Oh. But he, this person had the best call of the day, or call or text. The best statement
were
of the
day. Were they well lubricated at that point?
I don't think so. Okay. I think, and I'll even credit it to who said this. This was Chris and Marion called in. And a lot of people were complaining about, oh, well, Nate Stanley is struggling hitting the deep ball. He's struggling throwing the deep ball, I should say. He's missed some receivers. The defense didn't look great. I'm a little bit worried. That was the consensus from a lot of callers and texters. Chris and Marion calls in and says, guys, relax. It could be worse. We could be Nebraska right now.
Yeah, you know what Nate Stanley is not struggling with?
Northern Illinois.
A 1-2 start to the season in Northern Illinois.
They are an Arkansas State pass into the end zone from the 10-yard line away from being 0-3.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Arkansas State was driving to go ahead in that game. Look, late in week one.
What directional school at Florida in Florida is Scott Frost at right now?
He is at Central Florida.
He's at Central Florida because Charlie Strong is at Southern Florida.
At South Florida.
USF.
Yes.
It's Scott Frost or bust, right?
Yes.
There's nobody else that the Huskers are. How would you like to be Scott Frost right now? It is literally going to be name your price.
Exactly.
When that phone call comes, and it may come from Sean Eichhorst, or he may lose his job first.
I think
Eichhorst
he might.
Is the AD at Nebraska, for those that may not know the name. When that phone call comes, how would you like to be in a position where you know that you are name 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 on the athletic director's list of top 5 guys, and that phone call rings, and I don't care if they go through your agent or not. You just say,
I want more.
I'm going to name. I've got a few demands here. I want this, and I want that, and I want this. And if you don't want to meet my price, then you can go out and you can hire the next Mike Riley. The fans want Scott Frost.
Well, especially since they wanted him before they hired Mike Riley. A lot of fans were upset that when he was the offensive when Frost was the offensive coordinator at Oregon and putting up those video game numbers like he did with Marcus Mariota at the helm, they wanted him to be the coach then. Sean Eicher, of course, presumably thought, you know what, he's too young. Let's see how he does at a group of 5 school. Well, he's taken UCF from winless 2 seasons ago to, in my opinion, one of the top 2 teams in the AAC. I think they have a legitimate chance to win 10 games this season. So there's your answer. And I think a lot of Nebraska fans will be very disappointed if he's not the next head coach.
You know what I'm tempted to do right now, because we're waiting for Jesse Rogers to give us a call? I'm tempted to pull the pin out of the Doug and Daddy grenade, but I know the minute that I do, the phone is going to ring, and then it's going to suck the air out of the most dramatic checking in with Doug and Daddy that we've ever done here. So keep it under wraps.
BJ
keep it there
has
in
a
the
question.
Corner. On the Jerry Ask
he
Investment
does.
Services
he says,
text
please
line.
Say it's more Legion Baseball. He says he'll sponsor it if it is.
It's not Legion Baseball. I can't look. I listened to it 2 times today to make sure that I understood what I was hearing. Let's put it that way. I listened to it 2 times and I was like, there is no way, no how that I would do what that show did today. You could not, no. Not name your, speaking of Scott Frost and name your price, there was no way, no how, no ands, ifs, or buts that I would have done what Doug did today.
Oh, so it was Doug.
There's a little bit of a spoiler alert for you. 5:14, Kyle is anxiously awaiting hearing from Jesse Rogers, ESPN Chicago, set to join the program. He got backed up with a little bit of work and is going to be giving us a call. Hey, look, Chicago sports fans, better we're talking about the Cubs today than talking about the Bears. and Mike Glennon, and how much longer that can possibly go on in Chicago, I don't know. But I'm guessing there, if there hasn't already been, and there has because I've seen them on social media and out and about, if there hasn't already been a run on Mitch Trubisky jerseys in Chicago, it's coming. It's coming very fast.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
What was the prediction? Somebody on the text line said week five or week six, he would be replacing Glennon as the starting quarterback in Chicago. This is just, I mean, that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. That is an ugly loss.
I thought that it was going to be a mismatch, but I think Tampa Bay found that Tariq Cohen right now might be one of the few weapons that provides any mismatches, and they took him away, and the Bears just looked lost. I do think Tampa is a pretty good team. I think they're a playoff team. I think they're a dark horse. They have so much talent offensively, but this Bears season, after week one, there was a little bit of hope. I think people were surprised with the way they played against Atlanta, having a chance to win that game. But they quickly fell back into what we thought. The Bears are who we thought they were.
You know what? You had to bring
Dennis Green once said.
Atlanta. And I didn't get a chance to watch week one Green Bay play in Seattle because I was at the Colonels playoff game and I wanted to ring every last ounce of baseball this season in person that I could. Which, by the way, the Midwest League season came to an end yesterday, or I should say on Saturday. The Quad Cities River Bandits swept Fort Wayne 3-0, which goes against my prediction of Fort Wayne winning the series because everything I predict does not come true. So just if I predict Penn State is going to beat Iowa, remember I had Iowa State beating Iowa, so if I predict Penn State beats Iowa this weekend, know for certain that it's not going to happen. My record in the prediction business is about as good as the Cardinals' record against the Cubs this year, and that's where I'm jumping off here because I watched my team, Green Bay, last night get embarrassed by Atlanta. Granted, Jordy Nelson wound up leaving the game very early on and was a non-factor, but I kind of understand what it's like to be a St. Louis Cardinals fan after watching the Packers last night. Because I still believe that the Packers are a good team. And I think they're better than a lot of teams in the NFL. But the problem is, they don't quite stack up with the teams that are better than them. And I'm watching that game last night, and I said it out loud to nobody in particular because the only other person in the room hasn't learned how to speak yet. But I said, this reminds me a lot of what it must be like to be a Cardinals fan right now because St. Louis is a good baseball team. But they're way better than the Padres. They're way better than the Reds. They're on par with the other good teams in baseball. But they're not the Nationals. And they're not the Dodgers. And when you put them head-to-head against the Cubs, they're not the Cubs either. And that has to absolutely rile that fan base up. And I was watching that game, and I went from being angry to not really caring very quickly last night. And I just thought, okay, week one, Seattle, good showing. Last night, ugh.
Is that front office wasting the prime years of Aaron Rodgers? And I ask that because they are very good. And they're going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to make a run at the NFC Championship as long as he's there. But do they have the supporting cast around him to get past the Falcons or the other teams in the NFC?
Here's the main, and I'm not even looking at the text line right now, but I bet the Packer defenders. And remember, I'm a fan. I don't drink the Kool-Aid, though. I'm sure the defenders are coming and saying, look, David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga were out last night. Rodgers had no protection. He did not have his number one wide receiver. Mike Daniels wound up missing a good portion of the game last night. They were a mash unit last night. But it just the last couple years of watching that team, I get the feeling they're good, but 9 times out of 10 when you put them up against the better teams in the league. They just don't quite stack up. So here's what we're going to do. I don't want to talk about the Packers anymore. They make me angry. Jesse Rogers, we're going to try to reschedule him for another time. And when we return, it is the most dramatic checking in with Doug and Daddy that I have ever experienced in my life. It literally left me speechless today. And those of you who listen to the program, I know many of you have wished for that at times. I may be speechless again after I hear it for the third time today. 520, we will check in with the ESPN Superstation's morning show. It's 11 to noon. I guess you call it a morning show when we return after this. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way on 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Checking in after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
This isn't a plug for Honda generators. It's actually a lot of plugs. Honda generators offer quiet, reliable, and efficient power to energize your next tailgate party, for your home during an electrical outage, to power your tools on the job site, and take on your next camping trip. These gasoline power generators have easy starting and dependable Honda engines. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids. Do your best work.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hass. Are you wasting time worrying about timekeeping and scheduling instead of calling the plays for your business? The pros at Future Systems can handle all of your scheduling and timekeeping needs. With web-based timekeeping, your team can clock in whether they're at home or away. And when you add integrated scheduling, you can avoid a penalty flag for having too many players on the field. Call the All-Americans at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Selling your house in the past was kind of a pain. It had to be perfect, right? Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty is routinely selling homes that used to sit for months in just days. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more, warts and all. The Cedar Rapids housing market is white hot, and right now, Pinnacle can get your price even if your home isn't perfect. Pinnacle can sell your home right now. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
One of our texters says that I have built this up more than Geraldo opening Al Capone's vault. I hope this lives up to the hype. 2922 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. For those of you who may just now be joining the program, this is the Gym Class. I'm Scott Unash. I'm joined by Mark Dukes. Just kidding. Several years ago in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, we met a radio show from the Tri-Cities area of Nebraska, based out of Kearney, Nebraska, Doug and Daddy. And there is no Daddy. We found that out at the end of day one. And I thought, how can a guy leave and you don't change the name of the show? That would be like doing Balbinot and Brommelkamp and then just not having Balbinot be here. I know those of you who listened to that program back in the day would have a very hard time believing Brent wouldn't be here for a show, but it would be like doing the show and having and Alex is Balbinot today, or Tyler is Balbinot. So it blew our minds, and then we got to listening and watching these guys, and they were trying to poach interviews and everything, and I thought, what is with this outfit? And then we decided to check in with them a couple times. Not to their knowledge, which I think would totally ruin the bit if they knew that somebody was making fun of them. And then it spawned into this thing that people either really liked or they really hated. And for those of you that really hate this, I'm not going to apologize to you. I am not Baker Mayfield. I will plant my Doug and Daddy flag at your 50-yard line, and I will wave it until the day that I die. Now, for those of you that actually like this and enjoy it, I have said that this is the most dramatic checking in with Doug and Daddy that we've ever done. Keep in mind, Nebraska lost to Northern Illinois at Memorial Stadium over the weekend to fall to 1-2 on the season. And I thought, I don't know what we're going to get today. I'm flying in blind. I press play. I listen to the show from the beginning. And this is the intro to the show. Honest to God, here it is. Checking in with Doug and Daddy today, Monday, September 18th.
Good morning, Monday, September 18th, Doug and Daddy edition without Doug Duda. Damon Day sitting in with Jimmy Langan for Doug, who is taking the day off, having a little struggle from Saturday's game in Lincoln and just decided to shut it down for today. Jimmy, welcome aboard. How was your weekend?
Wait a second.
What?
No.
You gotta be kidding me.
He cited that as the reason why he was out.
Last year, okay, I'm gonna reveal something here. Last year, the Monday morning after Iowa lost to North Dakota State, you've seen that gif of the Undertaker where he is on the mat and it looks like he is dead and he just sits up straight. That was me getting out of bed the Monday morning after Iowa lost to North Dakota State. I don't live too far from the station, and I'm not in the best of health. I would have run from my home to the station to be on the air and do a show that day.
He didn't show up to work because he was upset about the game on Saturday.
Now, there's taking it hard.
Now, I know that it's impossible not to be fully biased, but that is homerism.
What?
That is homerism to the max.
You just got served. It's a 1 hour show. I could, and I've said this before, and I'm not being a jerk, I could do 1 hour of radio standing on my head. Now, I would pass out, I think, from the blood rush after about 2 minutes. So the last 58 minutes would be questionable. I could do an hour standing on my head. That game and the reaction that they probably got from the fans, just give the phone number and sit back and you don't even have to work to earn your pay that day.
76-75, we have an NIU Huskies fan. Don't toot your horn too hard.
Mush!
NIU beat Iowa a few years ago.
Mush, you did Huskies, you, mush!
Did you show up to work that day? Ready to talk on the radio after Iowa lost to NIU?
What year was that?
That would have been 2013.
Yeah, we were on the air.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of... Please, don't misconstrue this as making fun of Northern Illinois. They have an awesome mascot. They've got two, right? One in the suit, and then they have the real dog. And the dog high-fived a couple years ago on TV, and it's awesome. May that gif live forever. I'm not making fun of Northern Illinois. I'm making fun of Doug and Daddy. I literally would have sprinted. Now, granted, I would have been out of breath two houses down, and then I would have had to walk the rest of the way. I would have sprinted from my house to the station to do a radio program in Nebraska today.
He couldn't have just said, you know, he's a little under the weather. He's not feeling great. Taking the day off. But no, he said, what was the, what were the words?
75-75, you're not the one who worked with Jerry Kill, right, who hates me? I met her at the bridal show a couple years ago. She was a real treat. The woman who listened to the program who worked with Jerry Kill at one of his stops and just absolutely hated me. 67-17.
He's taking this loss hard.
67-17, that's blasphemous. Please don't ever say that on the text line again. Someone needs to troll them with the crying Jordan meme, Brenton and Marion. I wouldn't want to be a radio host in Nebraska. It'd mean I'd have to live there. But if you're doing this job in the state of Nebraska today or Saturday after that game, hello? That's what it's all about. 99 times out of 100, Northern Illinois loses to Nebraska at Memorial Stadium. And you're grasping at straws. What do you talk about? How do you turn that into something? Kyle, are you ready with a, or Or did something happen where you got to take a vacation day here? Are you ready to go?
I'm out. Bears lost yesterday. I don't know if you guys
there
saw.
You go. Yeah. Ah, the Bears lost.
The Cardinals got swept this weekend. Why did I even show
Alex,
up?
Alex, why are you here? Kyle's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update today. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa beat North Texas 31-14 on Saturday, but not without some bumps and bruises along the way, most notably to James Butler, who Kirk Ferentz said will be out at least for a month. Butler suffered what appeared to be, in the best-case scenario, a hyperextended right elbow, and the first game Hawkeye fans may see him return is at Northwestern on October 21st. Ferentz said he expected everybody else, including Akram Wadley, to be back and healthy by midweek. Iowa's September 30th game with Michigan State was picked up by Fox today and flexed to 3 o'clock. Matchup and network alike, it'll be a rematch of the 2015 Big Ten title game and the first time the teams have met since. The game this weekend is going to be the 7th annual America Needs Farmers game, and Iowa Athletics has partnered with the Iowa Farm Bureau to announce that Chad Greenway will be this year's addition to the Wall of Honor. Greenway played at Iowa from 2002 to 2005 and with the Vikings until 2016. Iowa State got a commitment from 6'5", 2018 receiver Sean Shaw Jr. this afternoon. 24/7 Sports grades him as a 3-star and the 8th best prospect from the state of Oklahoma. You can catch the Iowa baseball team in an exhibition prior to the Iowa-Penn State nightcap at Kinnick. They'll be hosting the Ontario Blue Jays beginning at 11 and playing until 4 o'clock. Admission's going to be free. After the show tonight on 1600 AM, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show, and on the North and South Gym FM frequencies, it'll be Monday Night Football with the Lions and Giants.
75-75 is not the woman who hates me that worked with Jerry Kill. I don't have any beef against Northern Illinois. I love DeKalb. I love the Oasis. My only issue with them is that years ago when Michael Turner was there and they were trying to hype him for the Heisman, I never got any Michael the Burner Turner hot sauce. That's the only thing I have against NIU. John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye joins us next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports. Giants receiver Odell Beckham Jr. uncertain for Monday Night Football against the Lions due to an ankle injury. Giants linebacker B.J. Goodson is out. Calvin Munson expected to start in his place. Monday Night Football, 8 Eastern, ESPN. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck is out for Week 3. Coach Chuck Pagano says he's not sure when Luck, who is coming back from offseason shoulder surgery, would begin practicing. Jacoby Brissett starts at QB4 Indy on Sunday. Falcons linebacker Vic Beasley expected to miss a month with a slight tear in his hamstring. Panthers tight end Greg Olsen expected to be sidelined 6 to 8 weeks following foot surgery. Cleveland's Corey Coleman had surgery on his broken hand. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said he'll meet with running back Ezekiel Elliott to discuss his lack of effort in two plays in yesterday's loss to the Broncos. A U.S. District Court judge in Texas denied the NFL's motion for an emergency stay of an injunction that's allowing Elliott to continue to play while his 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy works its way through the courts, so this means Elliott can continue to play for Dallas.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
It's time for some straight talk. Green, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. It's kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Stupid rubber duck. Oh, I bet this is Mariota's room. Whoa, I get that he went to Oregon, but a pond-themed room seems a little weird.
I was just looking for Mariota.
Hey, what's going on out there?
I told you we should have just gone to HeismanHouse.com, but no, we had to go to the house. We could have voted for this year's Heisman winner from the safety of our computers.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
5:36, welcome back. They haven't come down the hall and taken the off the air yet, and that's probably a good thing. We may have a follow-up tomorrow. We'll wait and see. The text line is, they're loving life right now, 319-366-1600. Hopefully that was not the radio version of Geraldo Rivera opening Al Capone's vault, which is a deep cut that some listeners may not understand, but I wasn't the one who made it. Normally, I'm the one making references no one gets. That was from somebody on the text line. Way before Geraldo was a caricature of himself on Fox News, he opened Al Capone's vault, and there was this buildup, and oh my God, what were they going to find inside? And absolutely nothing.
I will say this. That was the most shocking. Told you. Checking in with Doug and Daddy. Yet.
Told you it would render you speechless. I would show up and be like, I'd kick my feet up, smoking a big stogie, and just go, I'm going to steal a paycheck today. Give him the phone number, Jimmy, 366-1600, and let the people do the work for you today. And it's not anything against Northern Illinois. It's that Nebraska is Nebraska, and they're not supposed to lose those games. And if you would have polled 1,000 Nebraska fans before that game, 1,000 Nebraska fans would have said they won that game by 3 touchdowns, probably. It's the way that they think. And so that's what makes this delicious. And I say that, and Nebraska fans out there that are listening, both of you are probably going to be in a furor to call in next Monday if Iowa loses to Penn State. Long hair, don't care. 319-366-1600. I do need to get a haircut, by the way. Let's head back to the phone lines, bring our next guest on board from the Burlington Hawkeye. It is the one and only John Bonenkamp. John, you worried about your Dodgers yet?
No. I told you that a long time ago. When I think they'll be fine, they'll be fine.
I know. How about those Hawkeyes? 3-0 start in the non-conference, just the fifth time in 19 seasons under Kirk Ferentz. You've seen these three games now. Where is this team heading into its Big Ten opener next weekend?
I honestly, I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of really positive things that they're doing. On the other hand, there are some things that they really need to clean up. And we're now at that point when, you know, now it's Big Ten season and the competition is going to get tougher, and it's going to be as tough as it gets on Saturday. So, I'm not sure where they're at right now. I think there's progress there, but I there's still some things, and the players even said that the other day. There are things that they need to clean up and they need to get better at.
Where does tackling rank on the list of things that need to get cleaned up?
No, I defensively, I think that's the biggest thing right now. Is that, I mean, you know, the numbers of the second half looked pretty good the other day, and then you realize that the offense held the ball as long as they did. And so, you know, right now, I mean, this is a team that isn't, you know, is getting a little bit of pressure up front, but not nearly as much as they did in that first game. And I think that's the big key right now, is they've got to start getting pressure from that entire defensive line, not just one or two guys. I mean, everybody's going to have to really do some things to free up the linebackers and to help the secondary out, because right now that hasn't been there in some key situations.
Was there a point on Saturday, as an objective observer, where you were watching that game and you were nervous for Iowa?
You know, really kind of at the end of the first half, when, you know, a backup quarterback comes in and drives them down the field and gets a touchdown out of it, and that drive was helped along by two really sloppy penalties. One was kind of questionable, the other one wasn't. But I mean, they were two penalties there that really, and North Texas had a little bit of momentum going into halftime, and you were really wondering, okay, is this going to be kind of a repeat of the Iowa State game where they came out in the second half and Iowa State hit some big passes on them and hit some big plays? So, yeah, there was a little bit of concern in my mind, especially right there around halftime.
John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye joining us on the program. And speaking of questionable penalties, a lot has been written, a lot has been said about Akram Wadley and the high stepping into the end zone. It's a rule. It's in the rule book. I don't think too many officiating crews probably call that. The one that was working the game on Saturday did. What'd you think?
It's one of those things, and Kirk Ferentz made that point after the game. It's like, you know, it was pretty kind of borderline, but you never want to give them that chance to call that. And, you know, you never want to give them the opportunity to do that. So, you know, there have been a couple of times this year where he's kind of stepped a little close to that, and then on Saturday it got called. So, I get the rule, I guess. Was that really, you know, it was close enough to where the official had to make that call, I think. And you just don't want to put him in that situation, I guess I want to say.
How do you think that James Butler's injury, him being out the next five or six weeks, could affect this offense?
I think the way that the other guys, the way that Torn Young and Ivory Kelly Martin kind of picked up everything, I don't think it's going to be as bad as what maybe it looked when he went out with an injury, because then you were like, okay, what's going to happen next? You know, those two guys really stepped up. The key to me, more than anything, is making sure that Akram Wadley is healthy on Saturday, because he adds so much to that offense. He can do so many different things. And if he's even at 75-80%, that can still be a problem for them. But, you know, he does have some help behind him now in these younger guys, and I think you're going to see them progress now more and more as the season goes on, as they get their opportunities while James Butler's out.
What have been your early thoughts on Nick Easley? I think if you asked a lot of people coming into the season who the team's leading receiver was going to be through the first three games, very few of them probably would have fingered Easley.
Even though he had the buzz coming out of camp, and usually that's not a good sign. That can be kind of a kiss of death at times. But he has really become kind of the security blanket for Nate Stanley. And he finds a way to get open. He finds a way to get into a defense and find places to where they can get him the ball. And I'm just so impressed with him, because he's continued to do this now for three games. And it's not just the pass catching. I mean, he has the big block on Akram Wadley's, you know, catch and run against Iowa State that tied the game. He's a really smart football player, and he knows how to play that position really well. And so that's why, I mean, he has been kind of surprised, but I think he's really fit into this offense.
We talked earlier last week about Tristan Wirfs and Kirk Ferentz saying that he will play this year. We saw him late in the game during that last drive at right tackle he was in on special teams as well. Is the next step for him to get meaningful snaps in a meaningful game, like, say, this Saturday against Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, they may need – they're going to need him at some point, I think. And so you do want to get him some meaningful stats. But I think you got to do it early in the game, though, too, because – you don't want to be in a situation where late in the game, if it's a close game, you put him in there and he makes a mistake, which true freshmen are going to do. That's going to happen. And so I think you want to get him some snaps, maybe early in the game, to get him kind of comfortable with the big game atmosphere, because you may need him at some point in this game and at some point here in the next couple of weeks. You just don't know it.
We've talked to a lot of people, heard from a lot of people, I should say, especially on the text line today, and who picked up the phone and called in that said Penn State is 3-0, but they haven't played anybody yet. What do you think of this Penn State team when you look at them and see the highlights and ready your ballot?
No, I just I just think they're a really talented team, and you look at what they did to Iowa last year. So, you know, those are the kind of things that I think you kind of have to think about as you go into this game. And it's something that the players, you know, addressed on Saturday. They remember what last year was like. They remember what happened, and it really is kind of motivation for them. But I think this is a really good football team, and this is where we're going to find out a lot about this Iowa team. We found out a lot, you know, 2 weeks ago against Iowa State, the way they came back. You know, we found out a little bit on Saturday with the way they kind of took over in the second half. This is going to be the most talented team they've seen of the four. They're going to get really tested, and we're going to know a lot about them by the time it's over with.
How would you assess Nate Stanley's first three games as the Iowa starting quarterback?
I think he's been excellent. I mean, he's had some misfires here and there. I mean, ball security was a little bit of an issue again on Saturday, but if you look at the way he's handled himself, you know, and the way he's handled that offense, I'm very impressed with what he's done. And, you know, he was a little skittish in that first game against Wyoming, got better as the game went along, really came into his own against Iowa State, and had a solid game on Saturday. It wasn't spectacular, but, you know, he doesn't really hurt them that much as long if he can, you know, hold on to the ball. And that's just the thing. I mean, if he can hold on to the ball, he can make good decisions. He's going to become a very, very good quarterback as this year goes on, I think.
I was caught a little off guard Saturday when they threw that stat out there about 10 touchdown passes in a three-game span, and the last time that it was done was 1987 with Chuck Hartlieb, because anytime you start talking about either Chuck Long or Chuck Hartlieb, you're kind of breathing rarefied air.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I mean, you look at the numbers that he's put up, and they're really good numbers. And, you know, lost in that, I think, is just the way of like I said, going back to what I said earlier, the way he's managed that game. But he has put up some interesting numbers that does kind of put him right up there with some of these guys that have been really good quarterbacks over the last few, you know, last, you know, 20, 30 years with this program. So that's a good sign, I think. That's the sign of one, the way he's been playing, but two, the way the receivers and all the different options he has, the way they've been playing too. And so that was a concern at the beginning of the season, but I think right now it really isn't much of a concern with this team.
The depth chart for this week against Penn State was released earlier today, and Imani Hooker slides in as the number one free safety. Did you kind of see the writing on the wall for that with the struggles a little bit of Jake Gervais?
Oh, yeah, and the way that he stepped into that role on Saturday and played well. I mean, didn't make really any noticeable mistakes. So you kind of knew that was coming, and I think that makes that position a little bit stronger. You know, the secondary is going to be tested now here as we get into Big Ten play. And so I think you got to get your best guys out there, and I think that's the depth chart, I think, really reflects that.
What does this team need to do in order to beat Penn State on Saturday?
I think control the ball. I mean, it's they're going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to be effective on offense. You know, it's going to have to be a mistake-free game, no turnovers. You know, if you can control the ball, you can win the game. And so that's why I go back to what I said earlier. You're going to have Akram Wadley as close to 100% as possible, because he's going to have to do a bulk of the carries, because that's the key to this offense right now. And so, I just think it's a matter of just holding on to the ball and grinding out long drives like they did against Iowa State. I mean, that's, in the end, that's what won that game. And so that's what they're going to have to do against Penn State, I think.
Iowa beats Penn State on Saturday, and the most valuable player of the game is fill in the blank.
Nate Stanley. I mean, I just think this will be this you know, in this atmosphere, you know, if he plays the game he's capable of playing, they can win this game. And if he can manage that offense, I think he would be probably the MVP of this game.
John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye taking some time out of his day to talk a little Hawkeye football with us. A big day. I understand Mom's coming home from the hospital today, right?
Mom is home. We got her home about 10 o'clock this morning, and she's happy to be home. So, you know, that's one thing that, you know, I'm glad to see. So she's still got some work to do on the hip, but she's getting better. So.
All right. Good news to hear. We'll see you tomorrow in Iowa City, John. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. See you later.
You can read John's work online at thehawkeye.com. John Bonenkamp, the award-winning editor of the Burlington Hawkeye. And yeah, Nate Stanley, MVP if Iowa wins on Saturday. I don't think too many people would probably argue with that.
Yeah, he's going to have to play well. I didn't know going into that Iowa State game if he could win a game for Iowa. The term game manager gets thrown around all the time when you're talking about Iowa quarterbacks, and I don't think that the coaching staff or the players really like that term. But he's shown the ability to go above and beyond just being a game manager at times, and he's going to have to do it again if Iowa wants to win this game.
Where did that label sort of take a left turn? Because
I don't
to
know.
Me,
Trent Dilfer, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's where you saw, well, you can't win a Super Bowl without a great quarterback. And then the Ravens win the Super Bowl with one of the best defenses of all time and an average quarterback, a game manager. And I think when you hear that, you think of Trent Dilfer, you think of Brad Johnson, some of those quarterbacks who weren't the reason their teams won Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls.
I can't remember who is credited with the quote, but the saying goes something like, in the NFL, there's usually five or six quarterbacks that can win you a Super Bowl. And coming into any given year, there are five or six quarterbacks that can take a team to a Super Bowl pretty much by themselves. And everybody else, you better have a really good team around them. But I hear game manager, and of course, speaking from an Iowa standpoint, that term really sprouted and grew wings when Jake Rudock and C.J. Beathard were locked in battle, and all of a sudden Rudock, game manager, game manager, game manager. Well, really, that's any quarterback's job.
Outside, not to throw interceptions, yes.
Yeah. Outside of those special talents, I'm thinking of Seneca Wallace, players like that, guys that can move with their feet and maybe make things happen on their own as opposed to sticking in the pocket 90% of the time. Game manager, I don't necessarily think it was meant to be an insult, but it's turned into one. And I think if you asked Nate Stanley, you'd probably get a six-word answer. He's not exactly the most quotable guy in the world. But I think if you were to ask him, he would say he's perfectly fine with being called a game manager as long as his team continues to win, which is exactly what the Hawkeyes have been doing. Now, of course, they have a major hurdle ahead of them Saturday night. 6:30, Penn State comes to town. Iowa has beaten a Penn State team ranked in the top five before. They could do it again. This alters our local programming a little bit here at KGYM. We are going to have a live edition of Before the Boom from Coach's Corner Sports Pub on Saturday, and then an abbreviated edition of After the Final Gun, also from Coach's Corner, after the game is over. So put that on your calendars now, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, pre- and post-game coverage for Saturday's game between the Hawkeyes and the Nittany Lions. 5:53, another big board update and more on the way after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Monday Night Football on the way, featuring the New York Giants with or without Odell Beckham Jr. We'll learn a little bit more coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Right now, here's Kyle with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Iowa beat North Texas 31-14 on Saturday, but not without some bumps and bruises along the way, most notably to James Butler, who Kirk Ferentz said will be out for at least about a month. Butler suffered what appeared to be, in the best-case scenario, a hyperextended right elbow, and the first game Hawkeye fans may see him return is at Northwestern on October 21st. Ferentz said he expected everybody else, including Akram Wadley, to be back and healthy by midweek. Iowa's September 30th game with Michigan State was picked up by Fox today and flexed to 3 o'clock. Matchup and network alike, it'll be a rematch of the 2015 Big Ten title game and the first time the teams have met since. The game this weekend is going to be the 7th annual America Needs Farmers game, and Iowa Athletics has partnered with the Iowa Farm Bureau to announce that Chad Greenway will be this year's addition to the Wall of Honor. Greenway played at Iowa from 2002 to 2005 and with the Vikings until 2016. Iowa State got a commitment from 6'5", 2018 receiver Sean Shaw Jr. this afternoon. 24/7 Sports grades him as a 3-star and the 8th best prospect from the state of Oklahoma. You can catch the Iowa baseball team in an exhibition prior to the Iowa-Penn State nightcap at Kinnick. They'll be hosting the Ontario Blue Jays beginning at 11 and playing until 4 o'clock. Admission will be free. After the show tonight on 1600 AM, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show. And on the North and South Gym FM frequencies, it'll be Monday Night Football with the Lions and the Giants.
LowTUSA.com, that's the website you can check out while you're hearing a little bit more about this service. And you stop and think about, I am continued to be blown away by just exactly what you can get delivered to your door. I mean, we're to the point now as a society where we don't have to go outside at all if we don't want to, right? We can have pretty much anything delivered to our house. Amazon is even delivering goods now using drone technology. And you can even start to get some of your medicine and medical supplies at home. And I gave you the website at the beginning there, lowtusa.com. And that's something that lots of guys probably don't know a whole lot about. And you hear low T and you probably immediately think of sex drive, right? Well, it's not just that. If you read up on it, a number of other things, including your mood, all tie back into testosterone. Testosterone is what makes us guys, right? And if you feel off, you don't feel like you've got that vitality or the same vigor that you had when you were younger, maybe we've stumbled onto the answer here. So check out lowtusa.com and Mantality's new clinic right here in the corridor. It's located in Coralville. And you can check them out, 595 Ashley Court, Suite 5. Give them a call, 319-774-7979. Low energy, moodiness, irritability, low testosterone could be the cause of all of that. And once you get checked out, you can get everything that you need sent right to your house. No more doctor's visits, no more nothing. Check them out online, lowtusa.com. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show next.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant.